Macworld Boston, August 1997. The staff memo announcing the repricing of Apple's stock options was signed Steve and the executive team, and it soon became public that he was running all of the company's product review meetings. These and other indications that Jobs was now deeply engaged at Apple helped push the stock up from about $13 to $20 during July. It also created a frisson of excitement as the Apple faithful gathered for the August 1997 Macworld in Boston. More than 5,000 showed up hours in advance to cram into the Castle Convention Hall of the Park Plaza Hotel for Jobs' keynote speech. They came to see their returning hero and to find out whether he was really ready to lead them again. Huge cheers erupted when a picture of Jobs from 1984 was flashed on the overhead screen. "Steve, Steve, Steve," the crowd started to chant, even as he was still being introduced. When he finally strode on stage, wearing a black vest, collarless white shirt, jeans, and an impish smile, the screams and flashbulbs rivaled those for any rock star. At first, he punctured the excitement by reminding them of where he officially worked. "I'm Steve Jobs, the chairman and CEO of Pixar," he introduced himself, flashing a slide on screen with that title. Then he explained his role at Apple. "I, like a lot of other people, are pulling together to help Apple get healthy again." But as Jobs paced back and forth across the stage, changing the overhead slides with a clicker in his hand, it was clear that he was now in charge at Apple and was likely to remain so. He delivered a carefully crafted presentation, using no notes, on why Apple's sales had fallen by 30% over the previous 2 years. "There are a lot of great people at Apple, but they're doing the wrong things because the plan has been wrong," he said. "I've found people who can't wait to fall into line behind a good strategy, but there just hasn't been one." The crowd again erupted in yelps, whistles, and cheers. As he spoke, his passion poured forth with increasing intensity, and he began saying "we" and "I" rather than "they" when referring to what Apple would be doing. "I think you still have to think differently to buy an Apple computer," he said. "The people who buy them do think different. They are the creative spirits in this world, and they're out to change the world. We make tools for those kinds of people." When he stressed the word "we" in that sentence, he cupped his hands and tapped his fingers on his chest. And then, in his final peroration, he continued to stress the word "we" as he talked about Apple's future. "We, too, are going to think differently and serve the people who have been buying our products from the beginning. Because a lot of people think they're crazy, but in that craziness, we see genius." During the prolonged standing ovation, people looked at each other in awe and a few wiped tears from their eyes. Jobs had made it very clear that he and the we of Apple were one.